Next, you have the response section. Here you want to document in this section the consumer's progress or lack of progress towards the goal written in the goal section of the progress note. You also want to include the response to the actual interventions provided by the staff. And you also want to make sure to include the functional impairment that the consumer continues to experience in at least one life area that is also the focus of the intervention provided by the staff on that day. In the response section, all three items listed are again required. Progress must be documented as it specifically relates to the goal. Functional impairment must be unique and individualized to each note. Staff should not document the same statement across notes. We will see examples of what this looks like shortly.